Blog Talk Radio.
Tom Ariel.
And now, Tom Farinella.
Hello and welcome. Yes, indeed, I am Tom Farinella. This is the most intriguing broadcast in America, the Tom Farinella Radio Show, right here at blogtalkradio.com. The phone lines are open, the chat is up and running. And welcome on this wonderful 4th of July weekend. So good to have you all aboard. I can't tell you. I guess I'm patriotic. And in being patriotic, there are...
Now, back to Tom Farinella.
Yes. We'll be right back.
Now,
yes.
Here's Tom Farinella.
Nothing like perfect performance. Yes, indeed. Anyhow, we are here.
And now, here's Tom Farinella.
That's a glitch. We already heard that, right? Okay, here we are, the Tom Farinella Show, blogtalkradio.com. And for you, it's a heck of a way to start a show, isn't it? You know, I just am never always prepared. And that's why you need a staff, which I have to get. Anyway, in memory, and we're now going to honor America on this 4th of July weekend by a singing of the national anthem by Miss Kelly Clarkson.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang loud, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home.
Well done. She, of course, was not here live. We wish, right? Ladies and gentlemen, we wish. Anyhow, this is the Tom Farinella Radio Show right here at blogtalkradio.com. And we really do appreciate having you all here. I can't tell you that, you know, on this 4th of July, Independence Day, we look at this great nation, and far too often, I've been reluctant to be optimistic. And, you know, it goes against who I am. In my regular life, my real life, if I will, optimism is what keeps me going. And there's something by the great preacher Joyce Meyer. On her daily calendar today, it says, count your way to joy. Depression is the result of looking at what we don't have and can't do. Joy is the result of being thankful for every little thing we have and counting ourselves blessed just to be alive and to know Jesus is our Lord. Through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times often offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is in front of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. Well, whatever your belief in is God, that's fine, but there are some words that are important there. Depression is the result of looking at what we don't have and can do. And I don't think I've been depressed about America. I will no longer be depressed. And I'm inspired by, yes, I will say it, the New York Times article in the magazine, which I have read a preview of the interview with Rush Limbaugh, who basically has revolutionized the new way of talk radio. It's made it a lot difficult. People like him have made it much more difficult to break into the business, because when you have a syndicate like him, people want him, and it ends up, you know, weaning out the market, because why hire 400 individual hosts that you'll have to pay salaries to and pensions and the whole thing when you can have one host and just pay a fee and what have you. But nevertheless, when I was 16 years old, I ventured down to WABC Radio. I was going to St. Dominic High School, a Catholic high school. I was very happy. And I was going into my senior year. It was the summer of my senior year. And, you know, I really took to talk radio. And there were two people who I especially liked, Rush Limbaugh and Bob Grant, who revolutionized radio. Bob Grant was the one who really opened the doors to talk radio and became a king of conservative talk radio. I think Rush Limbaugh built on that, and he revolutionized what Bob Grant had started, which was like a second revolution. But nevertheless, I ventured on to WABC Radio because I knew that that's what I wanted to do with my life. And I was 16 at the time. I was 16, yes. I hadn't even turned 17 yet, because my birthday is in October. I will reveal no more. But nevertheless, I went down there in the early 90s, just around election time. I battled my way into an internship with the Curtis and Lisa Sliwa Morning Show. I still have a picture, as a matter of fact, of Lisa Evers. At the time, she was known as Lisa Sliwa. And guess who took the picture, ladies and gentlemen? You'll never believe it. Yes, that's right, Joy Behar. Joy Behar's show followed Curtis and Lisa at the time. The reason why she has her job today, The View, because Barbara Walters used to listen to Joy on the radio during the same time I was there working as an intern for the Curtis and Lisa Sliwa show, and she took a picture one day, and she actually gave me the picture of Lisa and myself, and I have it right now in my office, and I look at it proudly. But getting back to the point, I was inspired to go there because of Mr. Limbaugh himself. And in the article in the New York, I actually met Rush, and I saw Rush broadcast from his EIB studios in New York, and it was a tremendous experience. And in doing so, I was very intrigued about reading his New York Times article, because it's not often you get 15 printed pages, especially from the New York Times, about Limbaugh that are relatively positive. And, you know, he was talking about Ronald Reagan and how Ronald Reagan was optimistic about America. And he's right. I am optimistic about America. But I've been allowing myself to fall into this depression of American depression, if you'll call it. And, again, depression, one of the best definitions I've ever seen, is the result of looking at what we don't have and can't do. And we are so far from that here in America that we should never be depressed about its future. America is a great land, and I believe it's a destined land. And you know what? I'll have my detractors, but it was a land that was founded on the Judeo-Christian principles, and God was a tenant. And the reason why this land was so successful was because God was in the large scheme of things, and when God sees his people working on his behalf, he gives them great gifts, and he gave this nation. And we, on this 4th of July, should really look and be optimistic don't fall into the American depression that we're so it's so easy to fall into. You should be optimistic and proud to be an American. You may not like the policies that of a particular administration at any given time, but at the end of the day, the only way you can change something is by doing something. I come on here to do my show because I have a passion. I have a passion for radio, but I also have a passion for independent thinking, and they tend to be more conservative than not, and that's just the way it is, and I'm not afraid to say that. There are some issues I would probably consider myself to be a liberal on, perhaps, but on a whole, I would generally define myself as more libertarian or conservative than not. And with that being said, it means so much because we have the ability to change this nation. And as I end every broadcast, if you don't, I always end it by saying, if you don't speak out or up, you will never be heard. And that's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. If we remain apathetic in our country, and we sit back and watch things happen before our eyes, we will get what we deserve. And that's something that I really lost sight of. And I am incredibly optimistic about this great nation. We have suffered tough times before, and we've always come back bigger and better before. And the problem I think I have today with people like Obama and the Democratic Party is that country and patriotism has been taken out. And it's not because they disagree with the war or they don't always speak so wonderful about this great nation, but it has to do with the fact that they use issues like the war in Iraq for political advantage and political points, and that's not being patriotic. They may very well believe it, but I have a sneaking suspicion that most use it as a tactic. And that's what gets me. This whole thing with Obama and the pin controversy and Michelle Obama saying that this is the first time she's proud to be an American. Well, you know, I would say this, and I've said this before in this program, ladies and gentlemen, I would say this. I think that for where we are in 2008, having had the first black national security advisor, the first black Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, and Colin Powell being the National Security Advisor and Secretary of State, the first black woman Secretary of State, which was Condoleezza Rice as well, having served in an American president's administration was the first strive. And then the Democrats putting forth Hillary and Obama, a black man and a woman. And say what you will, I think the advancement of the minority population and the gender population is certainly evident in those two people, actually four people, that would be Colin, and many others. Clarence Thomas was nominated to the Supreme Court way back when in 1990. So there has been tremendous advancement here in this nation. And I think that's something to be proud of. I don't necessarily agree with affirmative action one bit, but it is what it is. So I don't really get hung up on that. It's self-aggrandizing, I think, or people looking at themselves and conceding that they're not good, they're not as good as the other person, and that they concede that they need assistance. And I have trouble with that because people like Clarence Thomas and Colin Powell, they didn't, and Condoleezza Rice, they didn't follow that model and look how successful they've become. And then the worst thing about it is they get accused of not being black enough because they so dare to choose to be conservative because they believe in individuality, they believe in individual liberty, they believe in being able to be more conservative than not. They don't believe in the cause because they have a real passion, which is for life, and they don't want assistance. They want to be at the top of their profession and the top of their game because of their own personal advancement, not because affirmative action required them to be. And the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that's nothing to be ashamed of. And I feel bad for those people who are so criticized for speaking out and those black people who are considered traitors. It's just wrong. But getting back to the point of this great nation, we have many problems, and there will be many problems to come down the road. But we still have a great land with many great gifts and many great people out there who make this country go and work and function, and that's what is true. But what we need is more Americans who are patriotic and who, in a sense, that they want to participate in the process. They want to be politically active. They want to be in the game. Because if you're not in the game, ladies and gentlemen, then you can't determine the outcome. And if you're not starting in the game or you're not playing first in the game, if you're on the bench, you can at least give support. And that's what's important. Don't give up. Stand with me today and not fall into being a depressed American looking at the country from a depressed standpoint, where depression is a result of looking at what we don't have and can't do, because we have to look at what we have and what we can do, and that is change the way that this country is going and make a difference. Oh, boy. Anyway, so happy 4th of July to all of you out there, and I hope you enjoy your holiday. It's a much-needed day of rest right toward the end of the weekend, which is superb because you're able to at least enjoy a three-day weekend and get that work week off. I don't think I ever take a day off, but I do. I mean, you know, literally speaking, I do, but I'm always working because that's just who I am. Moving along, ladies and gentlemen, so enjoy your 4th of July and the whole thing and all that, and, you know, the whole package, and may you all be safe, and hopefully nobody's out there with illegal fireworks because they're dangerous. And if you are lighting fireworks, be safe with them. Barack Obama was in North Dakota, and I couldn't help but think of this.
Once upon a time.
Looks like she's going to turn cold tomorrow.
Yeah, you got that right.
There was a salesman called Jerry Lundegaard.
Okay, real good.
Who always dreamt of striking it rich.
Reed, have you had a chance to think about that deal I was talking about, those 40 acres there in Wayzata?
Jerry, we're not going to just give you $750,000.
No, but see, I...
So, we all set on this thing then? You want your own wife kidnapped? Not her dad. He's real well off, so why don't you just ask him for the money?
Wait, it's Jerry. I don't know what to do.
It's something foreign, geez. It's terrible.
But in a place called Fargo...
Mr. Lundegaard? I'm a police officer from up Brainerd, investigating some malfeasance.
Anything can happen.
How's Jean?
Who's Jean?
My wife.
Huh? All due respect, Jerry. I don't want you mucking this up.
The heck do you mean?
No Jean, no money.
Who are you?
Circumstances have changed, Jerry. What the heck do you mean?
Blood has been shed, Jerry.
There's the second one.
I want you to tell me what these fellows look like.
Well, the little guy, he was kind of funny looking.
Can you be any more specific?
He wasn't circumcised.
Jeez, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
From the creators of Barton Fink.
I'm cooperating here. And there's no,
And Raising Arizona.
What have you fellas got yourself mixed up in?
Oh, jeez.
There in 30 minutes where I find you, Jerry, and I shoot you, and I shoot your wife, and I shoot all your children, and I shoot all the bad little kids. You got it?
You should shoot the other guy.
Oh, jeez.
Fargo.
End of story.
And now, here's Tom Farinella.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, here I am.
And now, here's Tom Farinella.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, and welcome to Tom Farinella Radio Program. Right here. At blogtalkradio.com. That's right, the most streaming broadcast in America. The phone lines are open
for chatting, for having a very patriotic, love-filled chat session.
All right. So anyway, the reason why I played that great Fargo trailer was because Democrat Barack Obama, who is in Fargo, North Dakota, where that movie takes place, Barack Obama says he's always been open to refining his Iraq policy, but blamed Republican John McCain campaign for suggesting we were changing our policy when we haven't. The Illinois senator called a second news conference of the day, Thursday, to address the GOP criticism of him and resulting questions about where he stands on Iraq. He said what he learns from the military commanders on his upcoming trip to Iraq will refine his policy, but, quote, not the 16-month timetable, unquote, for withdrawing U.S. troops from combat in Iraq. He said what he learns could affect how many residual troops might be needed to train the Iraqi army and police. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's Barack Obama and where he stands. We're going to be cutting out a little bit early today, earlier than planned. I just wanted to get in this great 4th of July moment and talk to you all about that and just wish you all well. I was itching to get on the air, and so here I am. And as a result, it is vacation time. It is time for rest, and you should all go out and do that. But Barack Obama is certainly trying to convince people that he is not what he appears to be. And that's interesting. That really is interesting. So we will definitely keep you posted on that and much more everything else that's going on at this point in the election to come in the weeks to follow. But, the reality is we're looking at a candidate who only can do so much. He's limited in so many ways. His experience, his life of public service. Now, some people would say that that's a badge of honor, but I would suggest that before you get all excited about Barack, I would certainly give yourself a second guess, a second chance there, and rethink it, because it's not all what it seems to be, and it's quite evident that his weakness and the chink in his armor will soon begin to give. And I'm quite convinced, ladies and gentlemen, that there is much more to come that we just don't know about. So, I mean, we have a lot of work to do. Not only that, but one important thing that I think everybody in the political game has forgotten is the control of Congress. And, you know, the mere notion that people aren't focusing on Congress and the fact that the House and the Senate are up as they always are, but there are seats to be gained or lost by both sides, will play out bigger than most people expect. And the fact is that we are just, conceding that the Congress is just going to go Democrat, and that's dangerous, because you have a chance to change that and to make a difference in that as well. In your local election, go out there and vote. Don't get into the polls. The polls are all they are there for is just to try to take you off the prize, which is sticking to your guns and voting your vote. And that's what people have to do. That's my biggest fear, that the pollsters will be trying to use it as a tool to attract voters to say, oh, well, who cares? Barack's got this locked up. John McCain doesn't have a shot in hell. We give up. And you can't do that, ladies and gentlemen. It is 4th of July. It is a patriotic day tomorrow coming up. And you need to be patriotic all year long, and you need to make sure that you go out there and vote. We do have a couple of phone lines open if you want to give us a call in the remaining minutes of the show. 347-326-9037. We'd be happy to hear what you have to say on this superb Independence Day. And if you have any well wishes to give your fellow Americans or some advice on how we should proceed in this up-and-coming election, because we should not concede that just because everybody says or most of the polls say that Barack's going to win, that we should take that for granted. Now, also, Barack seems to be coming out on some conservative sides. First, it was when the Supreme Court said that child rapists could not receive a death penalty. He came out and said he disagreed. Wow, that's a bit of a contradiction. And now, Obama saying mental distress can't justify late abortion. The AP is reporting that Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama, he's no longer a nominee, says that mental distress should not qualify as a health exception for the late-term abortions, a key distinction not embraced by many supporters of abortion rights. There you go. In an interview this week with Relevant, a Christian magazine, Obama said prohibitions on late-term abortions must contain a strict, well-defined exception for the health of the mother. Obama then added, now, I don't think that that mental distress qualifies as the health of the mother. I think it has to be a serious physical issue that arises in pregnancy where there are real significant problems to the mother carrying the child to term. Last year, after the Supreme Court upheld the federal ban on late-term abortions, Obama said he strongly disagreed with the ruling because it had dramatically departed, quote, dramatically departs from previous precedent safeguarding the health of pregnant women. The health care exception is crucial to abortion rights advocates and is considered a legal loophole by abortion opponents. But limiting the health exception to a serious physical issue, Obama set himself apart from other abortion rights proponents. And there you go. So he's moving to the center or a little bit away from the left, because I think the left is defining this guy. He's defined by the left. And most of his supporters are far leftists. That's okay. It's not a big deal on this end. But I can assure you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. America has a lot of hard thinking to do coming up. And I hope that you all out there think and stay with us all the way through the election and thereafter, because we are going to be America's eyes, ears, and ears here, folks. We're not going to let it pass you by. So this is the Tom Farinello Show. This is the most intriguing broadcast in America, where you, as Americans, must go out there and do everything you can to show that your influence and how you feel matters. Because if you matter, if you feel you matter, and that is multiplied all throughout the country, we'll have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and millions of people out there knowing that how they look at things does indeed count. And that's nothing to blink an eye at.
And now, here's Tom Farinella.
So, ladies and gentlemen, on this 4th of July weekend, remember, depression is a result of looking at what we don't have and can't do, and know that you as Americans can do. Go out there and vote in November. We'll keep pounding that to the pavement. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great nation. Love America, because America sure does love you. And next time, we'll be back after the holiday right here at the Tom Farinella Show. This is indeed the most intriguing broadcast in America. If not at this very moment, it soon will be. I can assure you that, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I thank you all for joining me. Tom Farinella, blogtalkradio.com. Until Until next time, if you don't speak up, you'll never be heard. Happy 4th of July.